Should you invest in Enphase Energy stock? This solar company has gotten absolutely hammered over the past couple of years, and not in the fun way. They are seeing revenues decline along with the stock share price, but according to Enphase's CEO, the first quarter of 2024 should be an inflection point. They're expecting to put the worst behind them and it for be nothing but growth from here. Now, we're going to go ahead and dive into the numbers and let you know how bad that bullshit smells, or if this is actually a stock that should be on your radar. Welcome to the first edition of WSO's 3-Minute Peel. This is where we peel back the numbers on any given specific company in less than 3 minutes and let you know what we should be thinking about going forward. Of course, we're also going to finish things off with a rating, 1 to 5 bananas, 5 being put all your money into this thing right now, and 1 being call your parents and tell them to short this stock because they're going to make a ton of money. We'll let you know exactly what's going on. Today, we're focusing on Enphase. My name is David. Let's go ahead and dive right in. All right, so with a company like Enphase, they sell microinverters in the solar industry. Now, they sell primarily to manufacturers and other OEM-style businesses, kind of a picks-and-shovel play on the consumer-based solar industry. These guys aren't interacting directly with consumers, but they are selling to manufacturers that then sell those panels to those consumers. So consumer trends are still going to impact this company extremely. Now, what we know about the solar industry is that it is very linked to interest rates. Every consumer that puts solar on their roof, they likely did so through debt financing. So over the past couple of years, seeing debt costs spike in the United States and around the rest of the globe, it's no surprise to see this revenue decline. This is kind of the best kind of revenue decline that we can see for a company when it's a macroeconomic related factor, not idiosyncratic, not something that the company is doing to itself. But when we see revenues decline like this, the first question that comes to my mind, at least, is what exactly is going on with their inventories? Now, if they are still able to move inventories, that's going to be a great sign. If not, that's terrible because not only is that a reduction in revenue, it's also an increase in cost. So that's going to squeeze margins even more so because companies would have to then store a lot of this inventory, destroy it, or whatever else it may be. And as we can see, inventory turnover is at an all-time low for this stock. Now, in order to get constructive and view this in a more positive light going forward, we don't necessarily need inventory turnover to return to these previous peaks. We just need to start it to move back in the right direction. If it starts moving back higher, analysts are going to see that and the stock's going to start to warrant a premium, or at least start to kind of respect the fact that demand is returning. Now, what we want to see here is, one, if that demand is going to return, two, can the company survive until that demand returns, if it ever does? So the first thing that we're going to do is pull up the company's quarterly report, or at least the press release that came along with their latest quarterly report for Q4 of 2023. So as we can see, we have $302.6 million in revenue for the quarter. That came in at the lower end of estimates. It still did beat the absolute lowest range, but that's not entirely something we want to be too excited about. We're seeing gross margins 48.5, 50.3 on GAAP and non-GAAP basis. That is a little bit of a reduction as well, but what we really want to know is how those numbers compare to what the company expects going forward. So if we scroll all the way down to first quarter 2024 financial highlights, we can see that revenue is going to take another fat hit down to somewhere in the range of 260 to 300 million. In addition, gross margins are expected to be wildly reduced, even with the benefit from the IRA. They're getting some tax benefits for converting manufacturing stuff into the United States. So, of course, that's starting to help on the margin profile, but it's not necessarily enough to really make a difference and get us kind of excited here. What we want to see right now is, does the company have the capital base to survive until that demand returns? Let's go ahead and take a look at the company's balance sheet. This is in their latest 10K. Once again, this was filed over the past couple of weeks. If we go ahead and take a look, we can see the cash and marketable securities. These are at a total of about $1.6, $1.7 billion right now. And if we go ahead and scroll down to liabilities, the total liabilities are about $2.3 billion. So a little bit higher than just the company's cash balance alone. That looks pretty solvent to me. And if we scroll in a little bit, we can take a bit more of a precise look at current assets versus current liabilities and get a sense of their liquidity balance. We can see that it's a total of $2.4 billion in current assets. Then if we scroll down, we can see that total current liabilities right now are at about $532 million. That means the company has well over 4 times its current assets that it does in current liabilities. It's solvent. It's got the liquidity to be able to get through this right now. Now, we expect solar to kind of be a secular growth trend going forward, especially because of the push for renewable energies and the government subsidies that are coming along with that. As long as Enphase can survive until demand returns, we're very constructive on the stock. I give it 4 bananas out of 5 for today. Let me know what you guys' thoughts are in the comments. You know that we're always here for all the smoke. Happy investing, happy trading. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye now.
And thanks to you, my listeners at Wall Street Oasis. If you have any suggestions whatsoever, please don't hesitate to send them my way, Patrick at wallstreetoasis.com. Until next time.